You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan, sitting in the studio. Excited to be here. Glad to have you tuning in every Monday through Friday right here at 6 p.m. Thank you so much for your faithful support of this broadcast. Today we're talking about getting to know God, getting to know God, getting to know the many facets of God, getting to know Him beyond the level that we think we know. Do we realize today, no matter how long we've been walking with the Lord, no matter how long we've been serving Him, no matter how long we've been saved, could have been 60 years, could be just yesterday you got saved, but there is so much more to the Lord. There's a depth. There's so much more to Him that He has to reveal to us, so many facets of His character, of His nature, and God wants us to know Him, each of us, on a different level. We've heard of Him. We've walked with Him. We do know Him. We do love Him. But there is more. So I want to encourage you today, don't stop at the level you are. If you were to think about God like this, think about every level of you knowing Him, every level of me knowing Him is one ladder, one step on the ladder. But the ladder is infinite in the nature of God, Him revealing His nature, His character, His ways. We want to be like Moses that knew God's ways. He knew His ways. I want to know His ways. So today, we want to focus on the mercy of God. God is merciful. God is merciful. And that is a good thing that we need. We need His mercy. So much is encompassed in His mercy. God's mercy demonstrates His compassion for you and I. We are a testimony of God's mercy. I am a testimony of God's mercy. You are a testimony of God's mercy. It's been demonstrated in our lives. The scripture is full of examples of God's mercy. But if you don't know one from the Bible, you can look at a page in your own life and you can say, you know what? I've got to agree that God is merciful. I've got to agree that I am a testimony. I could go to the court of heaven. I could go to the court on earth and I could say, I know God has been merciful to me. In His actions, He demonstrates mercy. In His actions, He demonstrates compassion. In His actions, He demonstrates love. He always demonstrates mercy, love, compassion towards us. Let's look at some scripture today. Let's go to first scripture, Matthew 5 and 7, a part of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, because they are going to obtain mercy. God wants you and I to demonstrate mercy. We have received it, and he wants us to be distributors of it. Demonstrate to others that we encounter the mercy he's extended to us. So in my life, I should be a distributor of his love, the love of God. I should be a distributor of the forgiveness of God. I should be a distributor of the compassion of God. So that is what we're getting out of Matthew 5 and 7. God is merciful. Blessed are they that are merciful, for they also will receive mercy. We extend it, we received it. It's a cycle. Give to others that which you have received from the Lord. Okay, let's look at another passage of scripture. Let's go to Luke. Let's go to the book of Luke. Quite a few scriptures today. God bless you again, and thank you for being here as we're talking about getting to know God on a deeper level, getting to know his character on a deeper level, getting to know his nature on a deeper level. So we're looking at Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 54, talking about the Lord. Let me go up to verse 50. And Luke chapter 1, verse 50, talking about God's goodness and mercy to us. And Mary is magnifying God. I'm actually going to go up to 46. Mary is magnifying God. It's a praise. Verse 46 starts it and says, "And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord." You and I can magnify him every time we think about the mercy he has shown to us. I'm telling you, like I said, we are a testimony of God's mercy. We honestly don't have to look in somebody else's life. There's people that we know he's shown his mercy to, but we would take 24/7 to look into the mercy God has shown in our own life and still be able to magnify and praise his name. "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God of my salvation, my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, and behold, from henceforth all generations will call me blessed," because she had received the news that she was going to carry the child, the Christ child, chosen to carry the Christ child, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. "For God regarded the low state of his handmaiden. All generations are going to call me blessed. For he that is mighty," that is God who is mighty, "hath done me a great thing. And holy is the name of the Lord." So when we look at God's mercy, it should cause a response of praise. The mercy of God should cause a response of praise in our lives. The mercy of God should cause a response of praise in our lives. When we look at his mercy, it should provoke us to praise. Is it doing that in our lives, or do we take his mercy for granted? But when we think about it, it should invoke praise. Praise should flow from our lips because God has been so good to us, because he's been so merciful to us. Verse 48:49. "For he that is mighty has done to me great things. Holy is his name." Verse 50. "And his mercy is on them that fear him." And his mercy, God shows his mercy from generation to generation. My generations walking in the mercies of God because I fear and reverence him and serve him. So God extends that mercy, shows himself merciful. I want my generations after generation after generation to receive and be a benefactor of the mercy of God. Just because I walked upright and faithful before him and served him from a pure heart. 51. "He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them to low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel. He has remembered of his mercy. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful. God remembers to be merciful. It's his nature. It's his character. It's his DNA. It is who he is. You cannot separate God from being merciful, because God is love. God is love. Okay, let's go to another passage of scripture. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 4. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, talking about getting to know God, getting to know the side of God that extends mercy to us. Ephesians 2, 4. Let's see what Ephesians has to say about mercy. I'm going to actually start. It's Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. I'm going to start at Ephesians 2 and 1, just because it's good. And you, me and you, has God quickened, who were once dead in trespasses and sins. We were once dead to God in our disobedience and sin, just like everybody else in the world. Everybody alive now or ever been alive was at one time dead to God in their disobedience and sin. You might have been alive, but you were dead and did not know and did not serve God. Disobedience and sin causes that, trespasses and sin. Therefore, in time past, you used to live in sin. You walked according to what the world says is right, what the world says to do, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. You obeyed the devil. I obeyed the devil. Everybody born in the earth was born and shaped in iniquity and sin, the sin nature because of the fall of Adam. We refused to obey God, every one of us at one time in our life. We refused to obey him. The scripture says, among whom we also had our conversation in times past, we walked according to the lust of our flesh, passionate desires, the inclination of our sinful nature. We fulfilled the desires of the flesh and of the mind. We were by nature the children of wrath, very sinful in our nature before we accepted Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. It says, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy. This is why I could say you and I are both a testament of the mercy of God. But God, who is rich in mercy, he is so rich in mercy that he loved us so much that even when we were dead in sin, I was dead spiritually, deep in sin, in the bondage of sin, ensnared by sin, he quickened us together with Christ by grace. The grace of God is what saved us. He gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. His grace saved us. This is a picture of God's mercy. Jesus Christ is the forever picture. Jesus Christ is the poster child of God's mercy demonstrated to you and I, the mercies of God in demonstration, the mercies of God in demonstrations, the evidence of his mercy. My life is filled with the evidence of his mercy. The scripture is filled with the evidence of his mercy. And whenever I think that God has done me wrong, that God has failed to be merciful to me, that God has failed to extend kindness and compassion to me, all I got to do is look at Christ. All I got to do is refocus, put my eyes on Jesus and what God has done through Christ. Let's keep going. Let's look further in the scriptures. Let's look at Psalm 51, talking about getting to know God, talking about getting to know his mercy. The psalm is full of examples of God's mercy. Psalm 51, verse 1. It says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to your unfailing love." We can ask for God's mercy. Do you see this? David was asking for God's mercy. He said, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, because of your great compassion, because of your unfailing love." God's love towards us is unfailing. God's compassion to us does not end. He's merciful. He's compassionate. He loves us. He said, David said, "Blot out the stain of my sin." You know what? We can go so deep. We can go so far. It can be like the story about the scarlet letter, where it seems like I can't get this stain out. I can't wash away this sin. But it takes the blood of Jesus. It takes the mercy of God. God is able to blot out the stain. God is able to wash us white as snow. God is able to say, though your sins be scarlet, deep red, I will wash and make them white as snow. Because of his great mercy, David encountered his mercy. God extended to David mercy. God says to us, "I will have mercy. I will have compassion. I will have love. I will have forgiveness towards us." Praise be the name of the Lord today. God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you in our own lives that we are a testament and a testimony of your mercy. I thank you in our lives that we've lived. We can count back our adolescent years. We can count back our teenage years. We can count back our young adult years. We can count back through our lives of adulting, through our lives that we've walked with God and been saved. We've yet needed to appeal and cry out for his mercy. And we thank you that we have found it, God. Let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 7 and verse 59. Just look at pictures of God's mercy. Psalm 51 demonstrates God's mercy after David had sinned grievously, and the sin was the nation knew, and he had to cry out for God's mercy, and God's mercy met him. God's word mercy restored him. Thank you God for your mercy. God's mercy is restorative. God wants to restore. God is not mad at you. He loves you, and he wants to save, heal, deliver, restore, transform. Whatever we need, he wants to do it in our lives. Be like David. Psalm 51 verse 1. Let us today cry out and ask God for the mercy we need. God, remember me in your mercy. Remember us in your loving kindness. Remember us today for the sin that's so great in our lives that it is like a scarlet stain. Remember us, Father, and cleanse us and wash us. And we thank you for it. Before I go to Acts 7, I'm going to read really quick Lamentations 3. Let me flip. I've got two Bibles with me today. Let me go to Lamentations 3. Let me read that really quick. If I can get there, Lamentations 3. So much in the Bible. So much richness. So much wealth of scripture. I love the Lord today and I praise him. Hold on 1 second. Let me get to this Lamentations. Pages. Praise the Lord and praise his name. Bless his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Flip, flip, flip. Flip, flip, flip. Lamentations. Got it. Thank you, Lord, because these pages were sticking together. Okay, Lamentations 3, verse 22. It says, the Lord, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails. Now, we've been talking about it. It's his compassion encircling us, surrounding us. It's because of his mercy that we're not consumed. He's merciful. He's good and kind. They are new every morning. His mercy is new every morning. Today is a new day, and the mercies of God are extended towards you and I. His mercy is extended to us. Thank God. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It is of his mercies. His compassions fail not. Do not fail to compass about us. Do not fail to reach out to us. They are new every morning. Every day we wake up, let us begin to thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his compassion. When I open my eyes, mercy and compassion are waiting on me. Mercy and compassion are waiting on you. Let us thank God for being merciful. Thank God for being compassionate. Sometimes we wake up and we think of all kinds of things before our thoughts even turn to God. But when we wake up, let us remember his mercy waiting. Excuse me, remember his compassion waiting. That is new every morning. Verse 24, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 26. We're on verse 24. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. Trust in him. Wait for him. To the soul that seeks him, let us seek God. The scripture tells us God is good to those that trust him. God is good to those that seek him. God wants to show himself good to us. He is good, but he wants to show it to us. He wants to demonstrate it to us. He wants us to see for ourselves, know and understand his goodness. He's trying to get us to know and understand who he is. Some of us, we formed opinions about God, but this scripture today is walking us through who God is. Our opinions of him can be wrong. We must know him through the word of God. We must ask him to reveal himself to us, that we can know him for ourselves in truth and reality of who he is, not our opinion of who he is. The scripture is always going to tell and show us and back up who he is. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 26. Verse 25 reads, the Lord is good unto them that wait on him, good unto them that trust him, good unto them that have their confidence in him, good unto them that look to him. Verse 26, it is good. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of God. That takes us trusting in him, because when we are shaky in our trust of him, we want to move quickly out of anxiousness. We want to move out of fear. But trust says, wait on God. Trust says, he's shown himself to you. Trust says, you're a testimony of his mercy. Trust says, remember what he did for you. Remember how he forgave you. Remember how he gave you another chance. Remember how he was kind to you. Remember how he was gracious to you. Remember how he was compassionate. Remember how he didn't give you what you deserve in your rebellion. Remember how he didn't give you what you deserved in your disobedience, but remember how he was good to you, faithful to you, merciful to you. I'm going to read this in the New Living Translation. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 26. The faithful love of God never ends. I want someone to get that in their spirit today. The faithful love of God never ends. The enemy tries to combat our minds and tell us God don't love you no more. You've done too much. But the scripture says today, the faithful love of God never ends. No matter how far we've strayed, no matter how far we've gone in rebellion, how far we've transgressed, how low we've sunk,
how far we've tried to go like Jonah in the belly of the whale. God's faithful love never ends. His mercies never cease, never stop. Great is the Lord's faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning. His mercies are like fresh manna. Every morning they are there for us. I said to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope, I will trust in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him. I hope you're depending on the Lord today. So it is good for us to wait quietly, trusting in God for the salvation of the Lord, to stand still and to see his salvation. I pray that this scripture, this time today, in the three scriptures that we've read, is helping, opening our eyes to get to know God better, seeing how merciful he is, getting a new picture and a new image of the God that we love and that we serve. You have been listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are here each weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. The church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, we like to say you may come as a visitor, but you will leave as family. We pray that you would walk in victory and be victorious in knowing your God. We pray God's blessings upon you today in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.